You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Monday afternoon. Mark Russo is here. He's with Riss Pulse from Chicago, Illinois, to take up the weather forecast. Mark, let's start in South America this afternoon with Argentina. They have had some dry conditions.
Yes, Todd. Certainly the focus in the corn and soybean belt right now is in that dry, with the Argentina dryness. And in some places in the core of corn and soybean acreage in Argentina, the dryness has gone back 30, even some cases 45 to 60 days. It's not like all of Argentina has been on the dry side, but some of the driest acreage happens to be big producing acreage in northern BA, southern Cordoba, southern Entre Rios, and southern Santa Fe. Looking ahead, one of the new developments this week is that computer model guidance has started to show some opportunities for rain during the first few days of December. In fact, models are showing a wave of low pressure moving in from the Pacific, crossing the Andes, and providing a setup for some a bit more widespread shower and thunderstorm activity, especially relative to the pattern of what they've seen lately. So that's going to be an important rain event here, and because they've been on the dry side from now through the end of the month, they're going to stay on the dry side, with actually temperatures beginning to heat up next week, with highs primarily into the low to mid 90s, maybe in a few upper 90s far up north. To get some relief and some improvement in soil moisture, you know, that puts a lot of emphasis on that projected rain event verifying there the first few days of December.
What do you think about that process? Does it look likely or not likely at this point?
Right now, I'd say that at least the setup is there. That's kind of a good starting point, is about like half of the belt looks to receive significant amounts, which is more than any rain event that they've seen here in the past several weeks. But since it is over 10 days out, it's tough to put any real specifics on it, but most likely it'd be the northern and eastern acreage that would be favored as kind of an initial starting point at this weed time.
And at that point, they'd be 40 to 55 days without rainfall. It would need to be a fairly substantial event to begin to really change things around very much, I would think.
Yeah, and also part of this, and part of the uncertainty with this rain event, is where exactly do those storms fire up as the wave is coming across? If they develop across areas such as La Pampa and southern Buenos Aires, then those heavier rains would begin to move into the core driest acreage. If they develop or start developing right over the core of acreage, then actually the best totals will be just north of the main acreage. And so Argentina is always kind of a tricky place to forecast, considering you have big acreage, but in a small concentrated area. That is the focus here as we move in early December.
We have about 40 seconds. Things are better in Brazil?
Things are better in Brazil, and that's true from Rio Grande do Sul and Paraná in the south, all the way north to Mato Grosso, even Tocantins, Bahia in the northeastern section of the belt. We've seen improvement in rainfall across what have been some of those driest areas in the northeast here in recent weeks, and more is on the way. In fact, all of the corn and soybean acreage within Brazil to near to even slightly above normal rainfall pattern through 2 weeks, continuing to improve the situation there.
Thanks so much, Mark. We appreciate you taking the time.
My pleasure, Todd.
That is Mark Russo. He is with Riss Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois, and joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Monday afternoon.